Governor Gavin Newsom passed a new executive order on homeless encampments following a ruling by the Supreme Court. And to see how the order will be applied locally, KMA News spoke with Eureka City Manager Miles Slattery.
To me, it's really nebulous. I don't know. You know, he made mention of unsafe encampments. We deal anything that's deemed to be unsafe, we deal with, regardless of whether it's relating to a homeless encampment or a trip and fall or whatever it may be. So I found it interesting that he said something about unsafe without any qualifier, any definition of that. I'd also say it's difficult to deem what an encampment is. Is he saying that a community member that has a sleeping bag and pulls up on a park bench and lays a sleeping bag, is that an encampment, or is an encampment something a little more extensive than that? So I don't know how to interpret what he's saying. If I know some are interpreting it, like if you see a community member experiencing homelessness and they're in a public space, that we're going to arrest them. If that's what they're trying to say is what the order is, I don't interpret it that way at all. I think it's very vague as to say what it is. I can say that, you know, we do our best with the resources that we do have to not only provide services, that's what we're here for those individuals who don't want to receive those services. We have other ways of addressing those things, and some of those are punitive and some of them aren't. But I don't think that what he said was clearly defined, and I think there's many different people who interpret what he said in many different ways.
Slattery says Eureka will not be using this announcement as a green light to evict the homeless encampments.
When we have encampments that are entrenched, we have been very consistent about going and providing those individual services, giving them proper notification. After 72 hours, we go out and we take care of it. If there's any personal belongings, we store those belongings. None of those practices are going to change. We don't, nor have we ever, you know, depending on the resources we have, we try and get it on it as soon as possible. But if we ever have a situation where there's an entrenched encampment, we have, you know, we go through this process on a daily basis with our social services program with Uplift, with our mental health clinicians, with our CSET team, with our parks employees, with our harbor employees. This is a daily routine that we've done ever since, you know, the Boise case happened.
The Boise case, officially known as Martin v. City of Boise, was a landmark 2018 court ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which determined that cities cannot enforce anti-camping ordinances if they do not have enough shelter beds available for homeless individuals, as doing so would violate the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment. This decision significantly impacted how cities address homelessness and their enforcement of public space ordinances.
We will have to go back to council with our ordinance because we developed a camping ordinance that was totally incompliant. Our legal is looking at it now to make sure that it still is in compliance. It's likely going to have to go back to make sure that we're consistent with what federal law is now. So it will probably come back to council in the near future.
When asked if this new order could bring more homeless to Humboldt, Slattery says,
I've heard that for a very long time, and I don't think it holds any water. You know, we had immigrants that were here, and then they would get screwed over by a farm and end up in a bad situation. I'm sure that that's happened. We've had people that come here, whether it's because of the weather or anything like that. I don't think that there's like, hey, everybody, let's go to Humboldt County to go hang out. I think these people are down on their luck, and for them to have to move and travel like that is not something that they have the resources to do.
The ACLU in California responded to Governor Newsom's executive order on homeless encampments. Quote, California's fundamental obligation is to safeguard the health, safety, and well-being of every resident, regardless of their housing status. Yet once again, elected officials are demonstrating a disregard for human dignity and have opted to address a systemic problem with a superficial fix. For decades, California has failed to build sufficient housing for people across all income levels, leaving thousands of residents, including families and children, no alternative but to sleep in cars, tents, and on the street. Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to displace and dispossess unhoused people, even though the state does not have enough housing, is a cruel tactic that only masks the problem. Politicians appear more concerned about optics and the visibility of homelessness than they are with providing services and tackling California's affordable housing crisis. Punishing people for being unhoused won't address underlying issues driving homelessness and skyrocketing housing costs in California. In fact, it will make homelessness worse. Without stable and affordable housing, people are more likely to experience job instability, have health issues, and cycle through emergency public services, such as hospitals and shelters. Governor Newsom's endorsement of Caltrans as a model for clearing encampments is alarming given the agency's history of unlawfully seizing and destroying people's belongings. Legal advocates sue the state over this practice, which led to a $1.3 million settlement to compensate people whose property had been confiscated. Many Californians live in fear of losing their homes. Elected officials must act decisively to expand affordable housing for all income levels, provide rental assistance to keep people in their homes, and implement stronger eviction protection measures. We urge Governor Newsom to implement solutions that meet the needs of people experiencing homelessness and treat all Californians with the dignity and respect that they deserve. End quote.
It would have been great if he does this executive order and says the state takes on all liability associated with that, because I can assure you that those people that are being aggressive towards this, ACLU, those type of things, they're going to sue, and there's going to be issues that arise from this. And, you know, if he's going to sit there and say that we need to enforce, are you taking on the liability for this, state? Are you going to, you know, address these lawsuits that come from if somebody, you know, oversees it? And I don't, not to be adversarial, but I don't know if anybody sees this as a green light.
The city of Eureka is working to bolster affordable housing to tackle the root cause of homelessness.
We've had all those in place, so we've had the ability to do a tiny home village. We have a declared emergency for shelter crisis. We've had that in place for years now, and so all of those things we've been able to do. The building code allows for it, and we go off the state's building code. And so all of those things Eureka's had in place and have been allowed and permitted to do so within certain zoning designations. Basically, anywhere inland, you're allowed to do that. In the coastal zone, you get into more regulatory stuff, but anything inland, almost every one of our zone properties allow for tiny home villages or our campgrounds, those type of things. That's always been available, and it's been available ever since we declared our emergency shelter on. And so that's always been in place in Eureka. And then as far as shelter spaces, we're obviously still working with the county on their navigation center up there in Commercial. We're looking at expanding that. We're in discussions with the county to make that a larger building and have more capacity. And so there should be something coming out soon about that from Department of Health and Human Services. And then we are coming close to finalizing the 30-plus individual units down on Hilfiker that are being constructed right now and almost completed. And so that'll be it. I think the one area that would be beneficial would be to have more shelter space. That navigation center will have, you know, 12 or 13 more beds. But, you know, we've come a long way with the warming centers that we've developed with the help of the faith-based community. Not have any barriers, so whether they have a dog or want to be with a couple, they're allowed to go there.
Executive order cannot force local officials to remove homeless encampments, but provides guidance for those that choose to. However, in closing, Slattery said those guidelines remain unclear.